In this radio program, you're going to hear some new words. Read and listen to them. Make sure you know what they mean. Fund. On behalf of. Reluctant. Burden. Boldly. Courage. Fund. On behalf of. Reluctant. Burden. Boldly. Courage. Ready? Now read the questions on the next page. Read them carefully before listening to the radio program.
Welcome to Celebrities, our weekly interview program. In today's program, I interview Ruth Manorama, one of the winners of the so-called Alternative Nobel Prize. Ruth Manorama has spent most of her life campaigning on behalf of her Dalit community in India. The Dalits are also known as the Untouchables. A few days ago, Ruth and this year's other two winners received their awards at a ceremony in Sweden. Good afternoon, Ruth, and welcome to our weekly program. And first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, these Right Livelihood Awards obviously are a great honor, and they are prestigious and all that. But on a practical level, they come with more than $200,000 in prize money, which I would expect is a very welcome addition to your campaign funds.
Yes, yes, even though I would get about $90,000 only. The prize is shared with the other winners.
Right, okay. But $90,000 in India will still go a very long way to help your campaign, won't it?
Yes, yes, definitely. I'm going to contribute that towards building a women's centre, a centre where women would be sheltered. It will be a women's resource centre.
And when you say women, are you talking particularly about Dalit women?
Yes, mostly the Dalit women. If other women want to come, they would also be entertained, but mostly Dalit women from the urban and the rural areas, the centre would be for them.
Now, you live in Bangalore, and you were born in the 50s in Madras, which is a very large city. When you were a child and growing up as a Dalit in Madras, what was it like to be a young Dalit at that time?
Well, I was in Madras, and the area that I lived in was mostly a Dalit colony. So in the Dalit colony, we didn't have much problem with discrimination. But of course, being brought up in a kind of semi-village in the city, I had to go through some serious economic problems every day. And at that time, basic facilities were not available. So it was really hard, both economically and socially.
And when you say basic facilities, do you also include education as one of the basic facilities your people did not have access to?
Well, in my house, we didn't even have electricity, you know. So there were enormous economic problems one had to go through from a young age. And then one had to walk to school for a very long time and a very long distance. And, you know, I always thought, why can't I study in some school nearby? But my mother wanted me to go to a faraway good school.
I see. And when you were studying, was that the time when you became, that you started being a campaigner? Or were you a natural-born social campaigner?
When I was at school and then at college, I was always involved in social activities, so I usually participated. And any type of discrimination that I saw, I usually went and protested about it. But my campaign in defense of Dalit women started in 1987.
And I suppose that campaign did not have an easy start either.
You're right, yes. Although I knew very well the problems of being a Dalit woman in urban as well as in rural areas, as an organizer, a young woman organizer, I had serious problems, you know. Everyone was very reluctant to accept the idea of Dalit women getting organized to fight for their rights.
So how did it all start?
Well, from the 1970s onwards, I was working with the poor in general. But then I felt that Dalit women were much poorer than others, suffered violence much more than others, and suffered caste discrimination, which is an additional burden on them. Being a Dalit woman, the untouchable women, specifically in the villages in the rural areas of India, these women go through enormous social, economic and cultural discrimination.
Ruth, you have two daughters, I believe. Just briefly, looking ahead, do you think they are going to grow up in a very different and a better world, perhaps, than you did?
Definitely. I am already, you know, getting on in life, able to talk about the issues very boldly, because there is a little more courage to talk. People do not like it when you talk about this issue, so I am able to talk boldly, because only by talking the truth I feel that there will be liberation for our people. Look at my children. My children say things like, "Who is to say what caste we belong to? Who is to call us untouchable?" You know? They are much more direct. They are saying that given an opportunity, any human being can grow intelligent, provided there are opportunities. They can always come up very well in life.
Well, Ruth, I'm afraid we've run out of time. Thank you very much for being with us, and the best of luck to you and your campaigns.
Thank you.